Good morning, everybody. Welcome to church. A special welcome if there's newcomers or also for those who will be listening in online. I'm Fiona and helping in today's service will be our musicians Adele, Rosemary, Junglan. Robin will be reading the Bible with us and Trevor will bring us our Bible teaching. At Abbotsford Anglican, this is a group of people all mostly from this area, all ages and backgrounds, who've come to find meaning and purpose by living life God's way according to the Bible. And we long that others would also come to know God with us. Trevor is now going to give us a little taste of what's coming later.
Thanks, Fiona. Well, welcome to church, everyone. It's good to see you and those listening to us online today. What do you do when you're waiting? What do you do when you're waiting, maybe for a long time? Well, today we pick up from where we left off last week, where the apostles were waiting, and we find out what they actually prayed for and how they prayed and what we can learn from their example today. Thanks, Fiona.
This month, our mission focus is for ministry work with refugees through Cameron and Lara Blair, and also Anglican Defence Force chaplaincy. And may I encourage you to keep praying for them through the week as well. In the book of Proverbs, we are reminded, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Christians worship a holy God, so please stand and join with us as we worship him together.
Command to the host of heaven, who has put rescue me from my failing. Who else could offer his only son? Who else invites me to call him Father?
Please take a seat. Isn't it a great privilege to come together to meet with our living God and take part in the building of his church? Scriptures remind us that Christ himself bore our sin in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds, we have been healed. So before our confession, I'm just going to give you a quiet moment where God can work in your heart to show you how he wants to work. Let us acknowledge our failure to serve him as he deserves and return to the Lord with repentance and faith, praying together. Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have often gone our own way and rejected your will for our lives. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us, and change us. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you and to please you in every way, for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Give praise to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Do I just click again?
Jesus' disciples returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, where they had seen Jesus ascend to heaven. They went to the upstairs room where they were staying. These were the names of Jesus' apostles, the 11 of Jesus' disciples who were closest to him: Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. They prayed together along with the women, including Jesus' mother Mary and Jesus' brothers. Peter stood up among the group and said, "The scripture said that Jesus would be betrayed, so that is why Judas Iscariot did what he did. Judas has died, so we should choose someone else, someone who has been with us during the time we followed Jesus. We will choose someone to go with us and tell the truth about Jesus' resurrection." So they decided to choose between two men. One man named Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justice, and a man named Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's hearts. Show which of these two you have chosen to take the place that Judas left." Then they cast lots for them, and the lot fell to Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. Matthias was chosen to join the apostles in sharing what they learned about Jesus. God calls us to join in this mission of sharing the gospel, working in community, and seeking Him in prayer.
I wonder who is someone you can share the gospel with this week. I think it's time to stand and sing.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Here we go. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6.
Your own. Here we go.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
Whistle! Hard to do when you're laughing.
Proverbs 3, 5 and 6.
Please greet those around you. Thank you. Please join with me as I pray before hearing from God's word. Heavenly Father, give us faith to receive your word, understanding to know what it means, and the will to put it into practice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This morning's Bible reading comes from Acts chapter 1, verses 12 to 26. Page 1090 in your pew Bibles, and thank you, Robin.
Thank you. Good morning. You've actually just heard this passage, so you'll hear it again, which is wonderful. The passage is, the Bible reading today is from Acts 1, 12 to 26. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, "Brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served a guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in our ministry. With the payment he received for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong. His body burst open and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their language Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For, said Peter, It is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership. Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they nominated two men, Joseph called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, Lord, you know everybody's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Robin. Please leave your Bibles open there in front of you, or the handout that you've got inside your bulletin. It's good to follow along with the scriptures as the minister's preaching, or whoever the guest preacher might be at that time. Let me pray. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you that you speak to us through the word, the Bible, and that your Spirit uses your word to guide us into all truth. Please help me to teach your word correctly, and may we experience your Spirit guiding us into truth and applying it to our lives. We ask this in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, your Bibles are open there. Acts chapter 1, looking at verses 12 through to the end of the chapter there today. Title for the sermon is Waiting, Praying and Choosing. Well, having been convinced by many proofs over 40 days that Jesus had risen from the dead and was very, very much alive, and having received instructions from Jesus to return to Jerusalem and to wait now to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and having been told they will receive power to be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, and then seeing him ascend and disappear from their sight and be told by two angels there that one day Jesus will return, the 11 apostles listed there in verse 13 with the women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers, verse 14, obey Jesus' instruction. And they returned to Jerusalem and waited. Could have been about a kilometre away, not that far away to walk from the Mount of Olives back to where they were staying. They waited for a time there to be baptised with the Holy Spirit. It would be 10 days that they would be waiting. 10 days. What do you do when you have to wait for something? I find it sometimes very hard to wait for things. Put something in the microwave and as it goes around and around, you go, these things take forever. You know, hurry up, hurry up. What do you do when you are waiting for something or waiting for someone? You might go and read a book. I've listed a few things here. Watch the TV, play a game, ring a friend, check out social media, have a snooze, a little nap, a little papa nap, all right? What do you do? What do you do? Just turn to the person next to you or if you can around and say what you might do when you're waiting for something to happen, all right? All right? What do you do? Do the ironing, okay? Oh, you can come and live at our house, Beverly. All right, what were some things that people mentioned? Someone mentioned do the ironing. Beverly's going to be very popular for us men in the next couple of weeks. What other things might you do while you're waiting? Pray. You could be praying, yeah, yeah. And that's one of the things I suggest, because sometimes what I do is that, you know, I might look around and see people who are, especially when I do this with the barber shop, you know, you're waiting, because you never know, when you always go to the barber, you're never the first person, you never sort of walk in the door and straight onto the chair, you're sitting down. So I often take a book with me. I often know that If I have to wait for someone or wait for something, I'll take a book with me. I might check my emails on my phone or check social media or just, you know, call a friend, think about the sermon or just, you know, or pray for people who are just walking around, you know, or just people I see or things that might be worrying me, things I might be happy about and thankful for. Yeah, I might pray. You might pray too, all right? While the apostles were waiting, they and those with them all joined together in prayer. You see that in verse 14 there. Constantly, we're told in prayer. The Greek word there doesn't mean constantly in sense of like 24/7 every minute in that time. But what it does say to us is that the first duty of the early church, the first duty of Christians, our beginnings, was that they, being convinced that Jesus was very much alive and that his ministry was was continuing through the Spirit, yeah, that they're intentionally unity in purpose. They're intentionally unified in purpose. And that was to be seen, known, and acting as one, joined together in prayer. As one people, constantly in communion and communication with God and with each other. What a wonderful description, isn't it? Yeah. It's what we actually believe and say when we say the words in the Apostle Creed, I believe in the communion of saints. That's what we're actually saying when we say that statement in the Creed. When we say saints, we're not talking about special Christians. We're talking about all Christians, past, present, and future. We're saying that that the church, we're praying that the whole church in its entirety, past, present, and future, that we believe in this common union and communication with God through prayer. It's what we're doing now, in a way, when we church. As we wait for our Lord's return, we're visually showing that in practice by turning up today or listening in. According to verse 15 there, the number of the apostles and those with them in Jerusalem at the time waiting and praying was about 120. Now, we know that there were more than that, but this is most likely the Galilean little gathering, because Paul talks about later about 500 at one time had seen Jesus, of the brothers and sisters, had seen Jesus resurrected from the dead. So this is the gathering that's in Jerusalem at this time. At this particular moment, there was 120 of them there. I wonder what they prayed about as they waited. I gather the verse from Proverbs we just sung came to mind. Can you remember? What was it again? Let's say it. Where did it come from? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. What was it? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. All right. Well, we are told is that God did make their paths straight as they trusted in the Lord. They showed them the way forward. He showed them the way forward. And as they prayed, the Apostle Peter realized that someone else must take the place of Judas. Look there at verses 15 through to 22. Who would this person be that would replace Judas? Well, they had to be someone they believed that was... They also knew that this someone was unbeknown to them at the time whom Jesus would choose, but Jesus, they believe that Jesus had already chosen. Look there at verse 24. Very interesting, isn't it? They don't pray, who will you choose, as in future. They believe that he's already been chosen, all right? So someone they believed, unbeknown to them, Jesus had already chosen to take over the apostolic ministry Judas had left by his defection and death there, verse 24. Someone that was from among them, who had been with Jesus, verses 21 and 22, the whole time, not a portion of the time, but the whole time
the Lord Jesus was living among them, okay? Beginning from John's baptism. And that's most probably, I take it, that they'd seen Jesus being baptized with the Holy Spirit at his baptism, all right? Not just a mention to when John was baptizing, all right? They'd seen Jesus baptized, all right? And also seen his ascension. So right from the very beginning to the very end there, someone had been there, right? The reason being is that there are three words that Peter uses there, three words that tell us that this was what Peter realized that God wanted them to do. Therefore, necessary and must. Verse 21, it is necessary, therefore, to choose one of the men who qualify, fill that list, verse 22, for one of these must, not maybe, but must, become a witness with the 11 of Jesus' resurrection. So right from the very beginning there, we see that the reason why Luke's recording this is so that we can be certain of the fact, the thing that we've been taught, is that the people who have written down and the scriptures for us and the story themselves can be trusted, right? They were witnesses. They were eyewitnesses. Now, for Peter, these three words tell us there was no option as to whether another was to be chosen or not. Verse 16, look there. The scripture had to be fulfilled, in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas. The replacement of Judas, whoever it would be, it was God's plan all along for Judas to be replaced. Right? It's all part of God's big plan. The scripture concerning the reputation of Judas had to be fulfilled. The future of the field bought with the payment for his betrayal that Judas would purchase and the place where he would choose to die had to be fulfilled. Psalm 69, verse 25. May his place be deserted, that there be no one to dwell in it. It says there in verse 18. And Psalm 109, verse 10 had to be fulfilled. May another take his place. Verse 19. Obviously, Peter did not come up with this on his own, all right? But the Lord was making his pathway forward straight as to what Jesus' ministry was continuing to be doing. Already we read of them believing the ministry of Jesus, finding its fulfillment in Scripture. Not only the past ministry, the present, but also the future of what Jesus would do. Remember how Luke begins the book of Acts? You can look back there to the beginning of chapter 1 there, that little key word that I mentioned last week. Look at it there. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do, all right? That word began is really important. Jesus' ministry did not end with his life, death, resurrection, and ascension, and someone new or something new goes on from there. Jesus' ministry, God's ministry, continues now. And the question we're asking, how does it continue? We see it working here in the decision-making, here in this process, behind the scenes, but we're going to see it when the Spirit of God comes upon the apostles at their baptism. That's next week. So agreeing with Peter now and accepting his reason that someone had to be replacing Judas, the church first nominated two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed. But note there how they prayed. Verse 24. They prayed knowing God had already chosen who he wanted to replace Judas. Do you pray like that? All right? I think we can learn something from here. If we believe in the sovereignty of God and that God's plans are always the things, that many are the plans of the man's purpose, but the Lord's purposes will always prevail, all right, we pray accordingly. We pray not as if God's waiting for us to tell him what his will is, but he's worked it out, you know, and he's unfolding it. He's involving us in it to pray in such a way knowing God knows the future. And to pray accordingly, okay? And we do when we say the Lord's Prayer, and you'll see that as you do when we say the Lord's Prayer together. Lord, show us which of these two you have chosen. Not who you will choose as we cast the lots, but who you have chosen. What they want to know is, show us who it is. We don't know who it is, so show us, all right? And also they pray here knowing that God knows everything. God, you know, God would make the right choice, right there. Lord, you know everyone's heart. It's another way of saying, you know who the best person is. You know their heart. You know what good, you know, is going to come out of all of this if you're in it all, you know, and you're in it. So that's how they pray. And they pray with confidence, trusting in the sovereignty of God, right? And I suppose we hear those little words, oh, ye of little faith, all right? Jesus would say to us, oh, ye of little faith. And so trusting in the sovereignty of God, that he will show them, they cast lots. Lots being stones with marks on them that somehow, when thrown, they fell and settled in such a way, obviously missing obvious Matthias and their head, but in some way rolled on the ground or whatever, and they obviously revealed to all the answer. And the lot fell to Matthias, verse 26. And without hesitation, he was added to the 11 apostles. It's really interesting here. This is the first and last time we read of the church in the New Testament casting lots to determine God's guidance. All right? It's the first and last time. Nowhere else in the New Testament do we read of the church casting lots or using lots for God to show them his guidance. Why? For one was coming into the world. One was coming, promised of old, told by Jesus, who would guide them into all truth, who would make their path straight in the future. One who would empower them to make it known and to be revealed, who would guide them into all truth. Who is it? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Spirit, not a separate person. Yes, separate person, but the Spirit of Jesus. All right? God's presence in the believer, in the church. With the Scriptures as God's Word and the Spirit together to guide, couched in prayer, the church, we saints, have all we need to help towards knowing what God has chosen in advance for us to do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Where does it come from? Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, our memory verse for the week, all right? Why make up 12, someone might ask. The answer is that Jesus had chosen 12 to correspond with the 12 tribes of Israel, and the 11 knew this. And they felt compelled by Scripture to see the vacancy filled. And guided by God and his word, the Scriptures, so Judas' replacement is found. And Matthias is added to the 11 apostles. Right. That's what they did in the 10 days while they were waiting for the baptism in the Holy Spirit to come. Okay. What's going to happen when the Holy Spirit comes and the believers are baptized in him? I'll give you a clue, all right? It's in Acts chapter 2, and you can read in advance, and it ties in with Pentecost. But it links all the way back to the same baptism that Jesus had at his baptism in the Holy Spirit at that time. What happened afterwards with Jesus and his ministry from then on would now continue in these 12 going forward. That's next week. Let me pray. Oh God, forgive us when we trust in our own understanding and we fail to acknowledge you in all our ways, to draw on your word and to believe your spirit will guide us into truth, to not be patient and take matters into our own hands, to believe we do your will without seeking your guidance. Oh, Father God, teach us, O gracious Lord, to begin our works with prayer, trusting in your word, guided by your spirit, to go on in obedience and finish them with love, and then to wait patiently in hope and with cheerful countenance, always looking up to you who is sovereign and in control of all events, whose promises are faithful and rewards infinite. And we ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Fiona's going to get you to read a psalm now, which we've been reading through Psalm 119 together, which draws us back to God's word, the Bible. Thanks, Fiona.
The God who Christians worship is a God who is very involved with our individual lives. May you be touched by this as you read it with us together. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who hear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, Lord, that your laws are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise to your servants. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause, but I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, those who understand your statutes. May I wholeheartedly follow your decrees, that I may not be put to shame. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, so now and forevermore. Amen. We are a people who pray to God and we see him as our hope and guide. Please stand as we sing about this now.
Straight.
Please join with me as we say together what we believe. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things in earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Amen. Please kneel or sit for prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, teach us what you taught us. Teach us how to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray that Christ our Shepherd will lead us. Almighty and ever-living God, you give us new strength from the courage of Christ our Shepherd. May he lead us to join the saints in heaven, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's keep praying. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Father, we praise you for your grace of sustaining us in midst of chaos, challenges, sadness, loneliness, disappointment, sickness, and loss of our beloved family members and friends. We especially remember those who lost their lives at Bondi Junction attack. We join the prayer of Archbishop Kanishka Raphael. Sovereign Lord and loving Heavenly Father, we grieve the loss of life through acts of violence in our city. Please comfort all those who grieve or have been impacted by these events. We pray for the recovery of those who have been injured and those who continue to be distressed by these traumatic circumstances. We pray for all those who came to the rescue as first responders and civilians who demonstrated bravery to defend lives of other civilians. Father, we are perplexed and distressed by violent and senseless acts in our city. We cast our anxiety on you, knowing that you care for us. Please turn our hearts to your Son, that we may find our rest in him and hasten the day when peace and justice reign. We pray in the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Father, we pray for Cameron and Lara Blairs and their families who ministered to the refugees in the Western Sydney. We thank you for their compassion and dedication to share the gospel with refugee youth and their families and to care for them. Thank you for your provision of the finance they need to expand the English classes and other work for your glory. In the name of Christ, amen.
Father, we thank you for the work of Anglican Defence Chaplaincy as they seek to build spiritual health and resilience in those they care for, so that they also might become resources for spiritual health and resilience among their peers. We praise you on the God they seek to serve the ADF community by restoring the broken, awakening people to God, inviting the community into relationship with Jesus, sustaining and nurturing them on their faith journey, and praying for the community. Father, in all this, may they demonstrate the love of God. In the name of Christ, amen. Gracious God, grant our governments and all who serves in public life wisdom and skill, imagination and energy. Protect them from corruption and temptation to serve themselves. Help us all to commit ourselves to the common good, that our land may be a secure home for all its peoples. Through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Lord, we pray for the world peace in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray for countries to find diplomatic solutions that will bring harmony between nations. We lift up particularly the military attack incident by Iranians on Israel's soil. We pray that this will not escalate into a broader war in Europe that will involve more countries. We pray for wars to end. We give thanks for your promise that one day there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. Till that day, we pray for your continued grace and goodness to overflow in this world so that humans can live alongside one another, respectfully allowing for mutual flourishing. In the name of Christ, amen. Thank you, Father, for your grace of giving us a loving and serving church here at Abbotsford. We pray for the senior minister Trevor, the parish council, and the wardens for their leadership and wisdom. We also pray for the locum pastor, Michael Robinson, who will replace Trevor whilst Trevor and Rosemary are on long service leave starting the end of May. May he be quickly integrated into our church and that he may feel welcomed so that the work can continue smoothly at Abbotsford. Almighty God, giver of every good gift, look graciously on your church and so guide our minds to continue to serve you and your people. Pray that our church will worship, adore, and praise you in spirit and truth. We also pray for men's breakfast and Mother's Day high tea events. May you bring many people so that your love and fellowship can be shared. Now we pray for sick. If you know someone who is sick, you might like to take just time to pray for that person in silence. Almighty God, giver of life and health, hear our prayers. May they be restored to the health of body and mind according to your will. And in the presence of your people, give thanks to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, bind us together in your love with cords that cannot be broken for your glory. In the name of Christ. Amen.
For those who have not yet signed up, for those men who have not yet signed up for the breakfast next week, there is a notice on the back table. Please sign up for that and have a wonderful time together. And as mentioned in the prayers, there will be the high tea in a few weeks' afternoon. Again, signing up would be very helpful and bring along some friends. That'd be great. Next week is going to be the Lord's Supper. So if there is someone you're not in a right relationship with, you have the opportunity to make amends before the time of supper comes next week. Can I encourage you to attend to that if you need to? After the service, Jeff and Barbara will be down the front if anybody would like prayers for anything at all. It's a great privilege to have their prayer support, so make the most of that. And thank you for those who continue to financially support this church. That's a great blessing that allows the church to keep operating. After the service, please move outside, it's not raining, and enjoy some fellowship outside. Most of us here today have heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come to me." But if you haven't yet, pray that God would speak to you and that you would hear his invitation. Please stand as we sing together. Have a seat. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. May the God who give endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.